Right now, you all are sitting here in Navdvip Dham, the land of the pastimes of Sri Gaurasundar. From this, one can comprehend that you have been blessed with the special mercy of Lord Gauranga, and you have started your journey on the path shown by Sri Gaurasundar. Srila Prabodhanand Saraswati describes that any person who even tries to get free from the web of birth and death is extremely fortunate. Acharyas tell us that even more fortunate is one who is absorbed in Narayana Upasana. Then further increasing the boundaries of fortune, they tell that however one who is absorbed in the worship of Krishna is more fortunate than the one who is performing worship of Lord Narayana. Then there are different categories even amongst those who are Krishna Bhaktas. Krishna Bhakta in the mood of Sakha is more glorious than the devotee of the Lord of Vaikuntha. But those who are worshipping Krishna in the mood of parents are more glorious than those who are worshipping Krishna in the mood of a friend. But those who worship Krishna in conjugal mood, they are put in the topmost bracket of the most fortunate ones. Now the worship in the mood of a lover was practiced even before the time of Sriman Mahaprabhu. But who is writing this verse? Shripad Prabodhanand Saraswati. What is he telling? He's telling that those who are worshipping Krishna in the mood of a lover, among them also, there is a topmost class, that is of the servants of Radharani. Those who are the personal servants of Radharani, the Manjaris, they are considered the supremely fortunate ones, the most fortunate ones. In scriptures, there is a saying that if we collect all the happiness of Vaikuntha, Golok, and put it on one side, and the happiness derived by the Manjaris, from just one activity of looking through the window of the Kunja to have darshan of Radharani, if we put that on the other side, then it is like an ocean, and the other happiness put together are not even compared to a drop of that ocean. If we collect the happiness of all residents of Goloka, Vaikuntha, even Nanda, Yashoda, Lalita, Vishakha, Dashrath, everyone, and we just compare it with the happiness of this one Manjari of Radharani, then it is not even comparable to a drop of the ocean of happiness which the Manjaris experience. So this is which was never bestowed before. The treasure, the anarpit chare, the great benediction which Mahaprabhu has come to bestow on each and every conditioned soul in this particular Kali Yuga. This Kali Yuga is very special because even the meat-eating souls, if they take to the right sadhana, the proper parampara, the 500-year-old unbroken parampara from Mahaprabhu, if they take it to that parampara and do the right sadhana, then they will be in very close proximity with Radharani and hence will attain and relish that bliss which even Nanda Yashoda and Nanda and Yashoda cannot experience. So today is appearance day of Gaurasundar. So how can we bring Gaurasundar in our lives, and how through the devotion of Gaurasundar we can progress very quickly on the path of becoming Radharani's Manjari? We'll try to understand all this. Now the pastime which we will tell you, please try to feel it as if it is happening right in front of your eyes. Listen from your heart, not from the ears. And after listening, just ingrain it in your heart. The proportion in which we will attain attachment for the lotus feet of Gaurasundar, Sri Prabodhanand Saraswati says, in that proportion we'll attain attachment towards the designation of being Manjari of Radharani. Without obtaining the shelter of lotus feet of Gaurasundar, it is impossible to attain the designation, the honor of being Radharani's maid servant. The first 24 years of his life, Sri Gaurang Mahaprabhu lived in Navdweep, and the last 24 years in Jagannath Puri, etc. We all know Radha Krishna combined is Gaur Sundar. Mahaprabhu fully immersed himself in the mood of Radharani in Jagannath Puri. There, he would remain in a supreme state of supreme feelings of separation. To be able to describe and understand the state of madness arising from feeling separation from Krishna, the Krishna, Shri Krishna Viraha Unmad Dasha, only the power, the mercy of Gaurang Mahaprabhu can help. Otherwise, to understand this Krishna Viraha Unmad Dasha, by the power of human mind, it is just impossible. Humans cannot understand Gaur Sundar's condition of being fully mad due to feeling separation from Krishna through their intelligence. Having the power, the blessings of Gaurang Mahaprabhu is an absolute necessity to understand this. This extremely astonishing pastime of Mahaprabhu being in a state of full madness due to feeling separation from Krishna was observed directly by Raghunath Das Goswami and Sri Sarup Damodar. And they just pen it down in the few verses. Sri Gaur Sundar relishes every type of rasa in the mood of a devotee. Not just in the mood of Radharani, but Gaurang Mahaprabhu also relishes rasa in the mood of a manchari. He relishes rasa in majestic form, in the form of friend as well. Sri Gaur Sundar is the last limit of Gaur, last limit of God principle. Gaur Sundar is Partatva Sima, the final limit of God principle. Krishna is not the last limit of God principle. Narayan is not the last limit of God principle. Sri Gaur Sundar is the last limit, Partatva Sima, of the God principle. It is still easy to understand the pastimes of Sri Krishna, but Sri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj says, in context to Gaur Leela, that he is still trying to understand them, still the beginning to understand them. And Babaji is saying that when he had already become famous in the whole world as a Manjari Bhav Siddha, that he is beginning to understand Sri Gaurang Mahaprabhu's pastime. It is beyond the scope of even Anant Shesha to describe Mahaprabhu's pastimes of even one day. That's how deep, how secretive these pastimes are. When Gaur Sundar felt separation from Krishna after embracing the mood of Radharani, the resultant pitiful cries due to feelings of separation and distress he felt, these cries, the distress, are called the pralap of Sriman Mahaprabhu. In the beginning, when Mahaprabhu was in Navdweep, he didn't embrace any mood, be it Krishna or Radha's. Only during the last years of Mahaprabhu's pastimes in Navdweep did Mahaprabhu embrace the mood of Krishna and used to cry out the names of Radha, Radha, Gopi, Gopi. Then some scholars of Navdweep told Mahaprabhu, "Are, you a devotee? You should chant Krishna, Krishna only. Why you chant Gopi, Gopi?" So Mahaprabhu, keeping all this in mind, took renunciation so that the ordinary souls, if they did not understand his extraordinary position, they would commit offenses. He took renunciation in this context. Afterwards, he lived in Nilachal. And what was on Mahaprabhu's tongue all the time, wherever he was? Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna. All the time, Krishna, 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 Ha Krishna, O Krishna, where are you? All the time. One could see the mood of Radharani in Mahaprabhu's transcendental vigraha. The body of God is transcendental. Every type of mood of a devotee existed in Mahaprabhu. But in Nilachal, Mahaprabhu embraced the mood of Radharani in a totally complete way. And always used to address his associates who were living with him. Who were living with Mahaprabhu? Rai Ramanand and Swarup Damodar. How Mahaprabhu used to address them? Mahaprabhu said, O Sakhi, What should I do? Where should I go? Where is Krishna? Where is my Pranath, the flute enchanter? Where will my Krishna give me darshan? All the time just, ha Krishna, ha Krishna. Sakhi, please make me meet my beloved Krishna. Mahaprabhu just used to cry all day long like this, but not in a manner as we think he might have. When we will discuss further, then we will know how Mahaprabhu cried. It used to look like as if Gauranga was not a male, but a Vyogini Radha, bereaved Radharani, who was just crying and crying due to feeling separation from Krishna. Upon going to Mathura, what did Radharani used to do when Krishna went to Mathura? Just crying, crying, crying and more crying and nothing else. In reality, a devotee's life is similar to Radharani's. How? Like when someone's husband goes out of station, then a devoted wife, one who is fully devoted, what does she do? She will keep on crying, thinking about her husband all day long. She will not be interested in eating, nor be interested in good clothes, nor be interested in jewelry or anything else. Would certainly lose interest in everything. In the same manner, Gauranga Mahaprabhu was not conscious of eating, sleeping, or the kind of clothes he was wearing. He would simply cry out aloud, Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna. And the whole night would pass like this in suffering due to separation. And the whole night, Swarup Damodar and Rai Ramanand would narrate one leela after another so that the night somehow passed and Mahaprabhu somehow survived that night. This was a depiction of just one day of Lord Gauranga. It was impossible to keep in control for even Swarup Damodar and Ramanand Rai. At dawn, Swarup Damodar tried very hard in different ways to change Mahaprabhu's mood, but of no avail. Jagannath Pandit came in front of Mahaprabhu and paid obeisances, but Mahaprabhu didn't see him, although Mahaprabhu's eyes were open. Same was condition of Mahaprabhu's ears. Nothing was going inside Mahaprabhu's ears. Swarup Damodar said, Oh Mahaprabhu, your own Raghunath Das Goswami has come. He's paying obeisances to you. But nothing was going inside Mahaprabhu's ears, nor Mahaprabhu was able to see anything. This is single-minded dedication, ek nishtha. When someone really wants mercy of one's Ishtadev, he neither hears anything nor sees anything. In fact, those who are worshippers of Manjuri Bhava, real worshippers, real Gaudiya Vaishnava, they do not even like Krishna if he is without Radharani. But ordinary Vaishnavas, they lose their self-control in front of simple rasgullas and gulab jamuns of this world. Such a pitiful state. Without dedication towards one's Ishtadev, one cannot obtain one's Ishtadev. We must understand this thing. The worshippers of Manjari Bhav, they will never do worship of Sitaram or of Lord Narsingh's deities or of any other demigods. In fact, the worshippers of Mahaprabhu, the Gaudiya Vaishnav, they will never get attracted towards any form of Lord Narayan. Leave alone Narayan, they would not even like to see Krishna if he himself appears in front of them, because Manjaris are the embodiments of servitude towards Radharani. They want to see Krishna along with Radha, not separately Krishna. Such is the selflessness of Manjaris. This is the gift which Mahaprabhu has come here to give to all of us. Coming back, so when Das Goswami came in front of Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu was being prayed by Swarup Damodar to give darshan to Raghunath, so Swarup Damodar is telling Mahaprabhu, Raghunath has come, your Raghunath, for your darshan only. But Mahaprabhu is not speaking anything, just looking down. What is Mahaprabhu doing by looking down? What he was doing earlier, weeping, weeping and more weeping. And subsequently, a pool of mud is formed below. And it just increasing continuously because of non-stop crying. Mahaprabhu's pralap. Mahaprabhu's weeping was not like shedding a single drop of tear, literally splashes of water, streams of water used to flow from Mahaprabhu's eyes, splashes of water. People in front would get so much wet. It appeared that those who get wet by Mahaprabhu's tears, they have just taken bath. So much was the quantity of tears coming out from Mahaprabhu's eyes. And this was a regular feature. And at the same time, his lips would also move continuously. He was just taking the names of his beloved. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Repeatedly he is saying this name, calling the name, and then weeping, and calling again the name, and then again weeping. All this with a deep, heavy breath. Mahaprabhu's condition was such that it looked like Mahaprabhu would not survive. When Mahaprabhu used to be in a state of madness due to feeling separation from Krishna, it looked like Mahaprabhu would give up his life any time now. And Mahaprabhu's friends who were like life and soul of Mahaprabhu, like Ramanand Rai, Swarup Damodar, they would plan, they would devise so many things, trying from the bottom of their heart to make sure somehow Mahaprabhu managed to live throughout the night. As time was passing by, it was early morning time, Mahaprabhu's feelings of separation were also increasing rapidly and breathing was getting heavier and longer. Mahaprabhu was continuously chanting Krishna's name but was not looking at anyone else. Mahaprabhu had not performed any morning rituals, oblations, taking bath, no bathing, no eating, no performance of morning rituals. He didn't do anything. Swarup Damodar's Lalita Sakhi in Vrindavan, he immediately composed, read one verse of Chandidas. Kaha bhai antar vyatha radharani manam nahi, baithe nirjan bhavan me kahat sunat. What is the problem which is troubling Radharani's mind so much? She is sitting alone and not speaking or hearing anything. Do not say anything, do not listen anything. This is a composition of Chandidas, sung by Swarup Damodar. Mahaprabhu started glittering the moment he heard the composition. How to serve one's Ishtadev, one should learn from Swarup Damodar. Who is he? Lalita Sakhi. We should learn which service is most appropriate as per time, place and circumstances. Kal Uchit Seva. He sang that composition and upon hearing, Mahaprabhu just started glittering. Mahaprabhu's entire body is embodiment of divine love. And Mahaprabhu's eyes are anointed with love. So with those prem visvarit netra, Mahaprabhu is seeing here and there, weeping and begging Lalita Sakhi. That is Swarup Damodar. He is saying, "Oh Swarup, please take me to my Pran Vallabh. I cannot live like this anymore." And what should Swarup Damodar do? He said, "Yes, Prabhu, surely I will take you to your Pran Vallabh." Swarup Damodar used to say like this all the time. Otherwise, Mahaprabhu would immediately become lifeless. So, here Mahaprabhu, who is the last limit of God principle, he is not even able to stand properly. He is not even able to talk properly. So, when we remember pastimes of Mahaprabhu or Krishna, we should remember that we must not think of them in the mode of majesty, in Bhagwan Bhav, in Bhagwat Bhav. Our Gaur Sundar takes support of shoulders of Lalita Sakhi in the right and Vishakha Sakhi on the left, that is Swarup Damodar and Rai Ramana, and somehow managed to stand or walk. But upon seeing the flower garden ahead, Mahaprabhu got himself free from the support of Lalita Vishakha and started running, just running fast and fast. What did Mahaprabhu thought? What is this flower garden? He thought it is Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu just started running and seeing that his companions also started running after him just to try to catch hold of him. Upon reaching the garden, Mahaprabhu said, "Now I have reached Vrindavan. So now quickly, very quickly, please make me meet my Pran Vallabh Krishna." And what was Swarup Damodar's first problem? First was to save Mahaprabhu's life. And second, Now they are taking Mahaprabhu to meet Krishna. Now when Mahaprabhu is saying that he has reached Vrindavan, only thing missing is my union with my Pranavallabh, what should they do? When Mahaprabhu said this, Swarup Damodar and Rai Ramanand looked at each other, said to each other, what should we do now? What should we say to Mahaprabhu? Mahaprabhu, after asking where is Krishna, started reciting a verse from Panchadhyaya. And giving example of many flowers, said, among all of few flowers like Panak, Prayal, Vasant, Jamb, Ark, Peak, and Bakul, Amra, and others, O Kadam, you have all taken birth just to deliver the others. So have mercy on me. Please tell me where I can find my Pranavallabh. First of all, whom Mahaprabhu is asking? Mahaprabhu is asking from flowers. He is asking each and every tree, where is Krishna? Where is Mahaprabhu's Pranavallabh? But there was no response from the trees. So when Mahaprabhu didn't receive any answer, he started thinking that all the trees belong to the male family. So how can males comprehend the feelings of separation of females? Mahaprabhu thought, I am asking wrong people. I should ask those trees belonging to the family of females. Mahaprabhu asked trees like Tulsi, Malati, Yuthi, Madhava, Mallika. Mahaprabhu asked, O Sakhi, you are my friend. You are a female too. So you are all my friends. So you all can understand my feelings of separation. Sri Krishna must have given you darshan here. So have mercy and please tell me where I can also find my Pranavallabh. Now when Mahaprabhu didn't receive any answer, he thought, to whom did Krishna, where did Krishna went? Maybe to Tulsi Maharani. So he asked, O Sakhi, hey Tulsi Maharani, Krishna must be wearing the garland made by your leaves. So please tell me, where has Krishna gone wearing your garland? At least you tell me, you are my friend. You are dear to the lotus feet of Lord Govinda. Sri Krishna never abandons you. So, you please tell me at least. Now, Mahaprabhu didn't receive any answer from even Tulsi Maharani. So, he started thinking, these are all servants of Krishna and being fearful of Krishna, why would they tell me where Krishna is? First, Mahaprabhu didn't receive any answer from the trees. So, he thought they were males. He went to the female trees. He didn't receive any answer. He thought they are fearful. Then what he did was, He approached Tulsi Maharani. Then he started asking the bears. Krishna must have come with you here. And Krishna must have given happiness to your eyes, giving his darshan. So, O bear, please have mercy and also give me darshan of Krishna. Give me Nayanananda. Happiness of my eyes. Mahaprabhu is asking the bears and very attentively he is trying to listen to their answers. He didn't receive any answer. And also, when all the bears except one or two ran away, Mahaprabhu started doing pralap, started crying more pitifully, even in a more forceful way, being disappointed upon not finding anyone whom to ask. Mahaprabhu started praying to the bees, the bumblebees. Oh, bumblebees, you are always running after the garland of Krishna. So one who is the brother of Balramji, please tell me, in which direction he has went? Just tell me this. Mahaprabhu didn't receive answer even this time. Now he could not tolerate any further. What did he do right now? Near the ocean in Nirachal, he didn't get any answer. He thought of committing suicide. He started running towards the ocean. And who is running behind Mahaprabhu? Rai Ramanand and Swarup Damodar. Just imagine this thing happening right in front of your eyes. Your Pranapriya Mahaprabhu is just about to commit suicide. So Mahaprabhu saw that the ocean, he thought that it is Yamuna. And then he started walking towards Yamuna, thinking that Krishna must be there. So the moment Mahaprabhu started walking towards the ocean, he saw a Kadamba tree and thought Krishna must be standing below it. So Mahaprabhu relaxed a bit, thinking that finally, at last, he had darshan of Sri Krishna. And because of this, Mahaprabhu's eyes and mind are getting happiness. Mahaprabhu felt like this. The moment he started feeling like this, he just fainted out of ecstasy. When Mahaprabhu is conscious, it is difficult to control Mahaprabhu. But now, when Mahaprabhu has fainted, it looks like as if he has left the world. Now just think, what would be the state of Rai Ramananda and Swarup Damodar? Every moment they would think, I have to serve the Lord. He cannot survive on his own. The Lord cannot survive on his own. Can you think? Mahaprabhu fainted, so both of them started kirtan of Sri Krishna's name in his ears. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. The moment Mahaprabhu heard this kirtan, slowly and slowly, bound by love, premavesh, Mahaprabhu got up and started looking here and there with astonished eyes. Mahaprabhu said, just now I had darshan of my Pranvallabh. Now where has he gone again? Huh? Just think, wow, what is Mahaprabhu's condition every second? Every second. Mahaprabhu said to Rai Raman on his Vishakha Sakhi, whenever Radharani had to talk about Krishna, then whom she would confide in the most? To Vishakha Sakhi. So Mahaprabhu told Vishakha Sakhi that is Rai Ramanan, O Sakhi, the Cupid enchanter, Sri Krishna Chandra, who is like the rays or stream of fresh water. He is wearing a yellow colored dhoti which shines like lightning. The mind enchanter, the Cupid Shyam Sundar, wearing a crown and a peacock feather and the Vijayanti garland. He is playing on the flute. I just had darshan of this Shyam Sundar only. And this Shyam Sundar was increasing the happiness of my eyes. Now where is he gone? Where has my Shyam Sundar gone? When Mahaprabhu was telling all this to Rai Ramananda, then both Rai Ramananda and Swarup Damodar, who are the antang parshas of Mahaprabhu, just used to discuss as to somehow stop Mahaprabhu's intense crying, to somehow make him sit. They both just listen non-stop for the pleasure of Mahaprabhu. In fact, what else they could have done? Otherwise, the pralap would just increase and increase. Mahaprabhu further said to Swarup Damodar, O Sakhi, Sri Krishna's form is like an astonishing blue. Blue rays emanate like blue clouds. His form is astonishing blue and my eyes are like chatak bird. So having his darshan as well as drinking the nectar of his darshan, I was able to live. I was drinking the nectar of cloud like Krishna from my chatak like eyes. Now from the falling rains of the pastimes of Krishna, the Yashoda palace is getting beautified. But just see my misfortune, that I too had darshan of this, which was seen in all the 14 planetary systems. But my misfortune is so great that Krishna has disappeared again from my sight. Doing pralap, crying again and again, each bodily part of Mahaprabhu became overwhelmed with ecstasy due to love of Krishna. Till now, Mahaprabhu was completely immersed in the happiness due to darshan of Krishna and was not conscious of anything external. Who is beside Mahaprabhu? Who is not? Nothing went inside. Swarup Damodar sang Gita Govinda in order to somehow try to bring Mahaprabhu back to normal state. Swarup Damodar sang the first verse of Gita Govinda in which he is trying to tell that Krishna has not gone anywhere. He is where? He is in the Ras only. Shase Hari Vihi Vihit Vihasam Smriti Manomam Hat Parihasum. After saying this verse, Swarup Damodar sang another verse. But the moment he was about to sing this verse, Mahaprabhu came in supreme ecstasy and he started dancing. Swarup Damodar is reading the shloka and Mahaprabhu's dancing is increasing more and more. And Mahaprabhu danced in a way that feet used to touch both the hands. just think you're dancing such a way that your feet are going 9 feet upwards and touching both your hands. As verse is being recited further and further, the dancing and kirtan is also increasing more and more. Sarud Damodar sang just 2 verses. He thought he will not sing further verses anymore, because if he did, then when would Mahaprabhu take rest? This will be beyond imagination. So he stopped singing further verses. But Mahaprabhu was already into the highest and supreme stage of the mood of Radharani. At that time, Mahaprabhu ordered, "Sing, sing!" Whereas everyone was quiet, nothing was happening. Mahaprabhu again said, "Sing more, sing more." This went on for some more time. Then somehow devotees surrounded Mahaprabhu, continuously chanting, "Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol," somehow managed to make Mahaprabhu sit and sprinkled water and wiped off Mahaprabhu's sweat from his face. Then devotees somehow managed to give bath to Mahaprabhu and bring Mahaprabhu back to ashram and made Mahaprabhu eat some remnants, and also tried that Mahaprabhu took some rest. Leave aside the question of taking rest, Mahaprabhu immediately went to have darshan of Lord Jagannath. There is only one reason for this supreme dedication to one's Ishtadev. Before Mahaprabhu went to have darshan of Lord Jagannath, which verse Mahaprabhu had heard? The verse related to Ras Lila, that Mahaprabhu is present in Ras Mandal. So when Mahaprabhu is having darshan of Jagannath ji, he is actually seeing Ras Lila. Neither Mahaprabhu was able to listen to anything, nor was he able to see anything. Nir Nimish Netra, continuously having darshan of Ras Lila, continuously doing it, and he was being overwhelmed by supreme ecstasy. Then what did Swarup Damodar did? He went and stood exactly behind Sriman Mahaprabhu and gestured Ramanand Rai to stand alongside him. He further told Jagannath Mish and other devotees to surround Mahaprabhu, because Mahaprabhu could faint any time out of love. They had to catch hold of him. This is called appropriate service as per time, place and circumstances. Knowing one's East's mind, that in which state he is in, and accordingly arranging and performing service. So all the devotees stood near Mahaprabhu, and as expected, Mahaprabhu, while crying, "Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna," fainted in love and fell down. Swarup Damodar again woke up Mahaprabhu and put him in his lap. Rai Ramananda and other devotees sprinkled water on Mahaprabhu's face from their own kamandala and somehow managed to woke up Mahaprabhu. And when Mahaprabhu became conscious, what did he say to Swarup Damodar? "Where did we stop last time? Depiction of Ras Mandal," Mahaprabhu said. "Right now, I was having darshan of my Pran Vallabh in Ras Mandal. Swarup, what just happened? Where did Krishna went away?" Same situation again. Where did Krishna go away? Where did my Pran Vallabh go? Mahaprabhu is begging and getting restless while uttering these words. "Oh Swarup, please take me to my Pran Vallabh. I just saw him. Just now I saw him." And what Swarup Damodar told Mahaprabhu, "Sure, sure Mahaprabhu, I will take you for darshan of Krishna." He again said the same thing in temple too. Mahaprabhu very quickly got up, and then slowly and slowly, somehow devotees brought back Mahaprabhu to his abode once again. In night, in Gambhira, sitting near the entrance of his house, Mahaprabhu is weeping loudly and continuously, uttering "Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna," asking Swarup Damodar, "Where is he who is more dear to me than my life, and how will I will be able to have darshan of him?" Both Swarup Damodar and Rai Ramananda are quiet, and while looking at each other, they tell Mahaprabhu that Krishna is just inside that Nikunja. "Please come with us. Let us take you there." So where is Nikunja there? They are taking Mahaprabhu to his cave, which is inside his house in Gambhira. They thought there was no better solution than this. They then took Mahaprabhu inside his room in a secluded cave. Now they are all sitting.
Several hours have passed.
Total silence. Nishabda. Mahaprabhu is not saying anything, just remembering Krishna in feelings of separation. But after a while, Mahaprabhu said, "O Prabhu, I am stone-hearted. Krishna is not giving darshan to me, yet these life years are still inside my body. I am stone-hearted. I cannot live anymore. Giving up life is most appropriate now. Just think, so much is happening in just one day with Sarup Damodar and Rai Ramananda. What is the state of Mahaprabhu? Instead of tolerating it further, I rather give up my life now." Then Sarup Damodar presents yet another wonderful example of appropriate service as per time and place. Sarup Damodar says, "O Mahaprabhu, Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Vrindavan parityajam padamekam na gachati. Krishna is in Vrindavan only. Why are you thinking like this? Come, I will take you to Vrindavan." And Mahaprabhu replied, Yes, Krishna is Vrindavan only. How could I forget this? Yeah, quickly dress me up." Now one issue got solved, another issue came up. Who will dress Mahaprabhu in the form of a gopi? Now both are looking at each other, but then Mahaprabhu thought, "Where is the need for me to dress up? My lover accepts me as I am. Just forget it. We will go like this only. Do not waste further time. Very quickly, just take me to my prant priyatam." Now, what will Sarup Damodar and Rai Ramanand do? They again are looking at each other. Mahaprabhu asks, "Now, will you not take me there? If not, then I will just go on my own." And now Mahaprabhu started running. He's running and running, and both of them are thinking what to do, how to stop Mahaprabhu. And it was already very late at night. Then Sarup Damodar presented another supreme example of appropriate service as per time and place and circumstances. He said, "O our beloved Sakhi, O Radhe, right now this old lady Jatila is still awake. So quietly go to your room and sleep now. As soon as she falls asleep, we will immediately go to meet Shyam Sundar." So by saying this, they somehow managed to make Mahaprabhu take some rest, and hence passed off the night somehow. Shri Gaurang Mahaprabhu ki jai. All glories to Shri Gaurang Mahaprabhu. All glories to Shri Sarup Damodar. All glories to Shri Rai Ramananda. All of us, the followers of Mahaprabhu, should similarly become dedicated, steadfast in our devotion. Without Gaurang Mahaprabhu, it would have been impossible to understand the glories of Radharani. We could understand the greatness of Radharani's love through the mercy of Lord Gauranga, and how to perform service of Radharani of Yugal. This we could understand from Sarup Damodar and Rai Ramananda. So the way Mahaprabhu used to cry out for his Ishta, we should too cry for our Ishta day and night. "O Radhe, O Braj Lalite." In this way, if there had been no example of this, then probably we would have never learned. But the example is present before us. Through the scriptures, through the discourses, Harikatha, we can know what was the state of Mahaprabhu. That is, Radharani in such situations. What kind of state our Praneshwari, Srimati Radharani, is in. Accordingly provide appropriate service as per the time and place, as per the feelings of Radharani. So what would be the state of Radharani in Krishna's absence? This we come to know from pralap or from crying of Mahaprabhu. So this was just a story of one day. Every day, day and night, the same thing happened without break. And how did Sarup Damodar and Rai Ramanand used to live every day? Just on their toes to perform service, to provide support all the time. Otherwise, Sriman Mahaprabhu will not survive. We hope through today's discourse, you all will get inspiration in your sadhana and will make progress in your sadhana in the right way and will eventually achieve perfection, attain the goal of your practice. We talked about Gaur Leela, but reality is that we all have to come onto this path to achieve perfection. We must have strong, infallible faith on our Guru, and we must perform service to Him in the manner as Manjaris perform service to Radharani with their life and soul. Only if we have full faith on our Guru that we will be able to serve Guru, and then when we'll be able to serve Guru, then we will receive mercy of Guru, and once we receive mercy of Guru, then our faith in Gaur will become strong, and then we will receive mercy of Gaura, and when we receive the mercy of Gaura, then through it we can have practical realization of our own Manjari Swaroop and that of Radharani, and we will get the opportunity of direct service to Radharani. So this is the process: mercy of Guru, faith in Gaur, mercy of Gaur, faith in Radharani, and hence Radharani's direct service. Guru Kripa, Gaur Kripa, by this we'll have Radharani's service, eternal service to Radharani. Hare Krishna.